This week, we're looking at what legalization of cannabis could mean for Illinois and for its residents. The State of Cannabis is a collaborative reporting effort by public radio stations across the state. Legalizing recreational cannabis has seemed to shift from an if conversation to when, but there are still a lot of important details to be worked out before a measure can be voted on in the legislature. From NPR Illinois in Springfield, Jacqueline Driscoll has been closely covering the issue. She sat down with Sean Crawford to give us an update.
So Jacqueline, we've been hearing about this for a long time. Negotiations have been taking place. Where does it stand at this time?
So right now we still do not have language for the bill. Lawmakers, as well as several other stakeholders, are completing discussions. They are still in negotiations. They have these working groups that I hear pretty much last all day long. Representative Kelly Cassidy, lead sponsor of the bill, says that they can start as early as 7 in the morning and go until 9 at night. So they are still negotiating a lot of the details. There hasn't been anything released. As I mentioned, there is no bill language. So the public, the press, we don't know what is going to be included in this particular bill. Lawmakers do say, though, that they still expect to have a bill passed by the end of May.
So the big holdups right now are, you know, how much to tax it and how much revenue could be brought in and how to spend that.
Representative Cassidy has said that this is the most popular discussion in their working groups because, as you can imagine, everybody in Illinois wants a little bit of that money. It is very important for the sponsors, for the stakeholders, because they want to make sure that they aren't overtaxing the product, because that could drive people back to the black market. But they don't want to undertax it, also because they want to make sure that it is raising some revenue. But as Representative Kelly Cassidy says, if you're passing this legislation to raise money for the state, it's not going to raise money.
If you put the money first, you end up with less money and a worse policy. And so, you know, we've been walking through sort of what other states have done, how they've done it, what levels they've had, the states that have had to go back and revisit their tax structures. So now we're really in the place of, you know, figuring out where those levers are.
So like the rest of the bill, there are no details yet on how they will tax it and who will get the money if and when a bill does pass.
So the sponsors are saying they expect this will pass within the next month. What is the timeline for getting the product to the market?
According to the sponsors, it shouldn't take very long. They do lean on the fact that we already have the medical program in place, so we already have the infrastructure in place. We're already growing it. We're already selling it. There are competing studies that suggest that the medical side would not be able to sustain the demand for the product. So the sponsors are, again, making sure that they're very careful and not oversaturating the market with a lot of product, because that could create this gray market where people are trying to get rid of their product to illegal sellers. But they also don't want to have an underproduction as well, where people who need it medically are not able to get it. But they say if and when a bill passes at the end of May, it should only take about 6 months. So that means, according to their timeline, by January of 2020, we could be buying recreational cannabis.
Well, it's going to be hundreds of pages of legislation when this is finally approved. There's a lot of talk that's going on right now. But if there is one goal for the stakeholders, what have you heard that is?
I would say there's a lot of different goals. Obviously, raising revenue is important. We've heard that from our governor. Governor J.B. Pritzker has already incorporated some of the funding from this program that has not even passed into the next year's budget. In speaking with Representative Kelly Cassidy, it's really just more about creating a program that is going to last and be successful in Illinois.
I want to pass the gold standard for cannabis regulation that the rest of the country can follow. And that means a model that taxes at a level that allows the industry to grow, that allows patients and users access in a way that gets them into the legal marketplace, that creates an industry and allows an industry to grow that looks like the state of Illinois, that looks like the communities that we come from.
So obviously there is still a lot to do in a very short amount of time, but it should be very soon that we do see bill language and possibly see a bill moving through the legislature.
That's Jacqueline Driscoll talking with Sean Crawford about what's next for the recreational cannabis proposal in Illinois. Our reporting on the state of cannabis continues tomorrow morning here on WILL.